This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
John Bolton says he will run for president to stop Trump. I'm sure that put a lot of fear in the DeSantis camp or the Josh Hawley camp or any other camp. John Bolton, for goodness sake. Again, another Republican rhino relic. It just needs to go away. I have a picture with John Bolton. It's funny. I'm gonna fall on the sword for this, folks. When you're a political ingenue, you don't know who to like or not like. So I'd go to an event, and they were like, hey, Kevin, there's John Bolton. Oh, I've seen him on TV. I have a picture of him holding my book, The Big Black Lie. And I was proud of that picture for a long time. Then you find out who he is. There are many people that I now know I would never, I wouldn't want to take a picture with him if you put a gun to my head. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to tell you guys, we are in talks with a group to make some things happen. And it was one of the best phone calls I've had. The guy's name is Jason. And I'm not going to say the name of the site yet because we're putting some things together. But he's got a social media site that has 8 million people, about 500,000 who are active on any given day. And I was, and they've been sued. The FBI's come to them about give us your data and all this. It's a really interesting story. And I'm telling you right now, we got a lot of thoughts going in on Twitter and Truth Social, which I think is it's a bust. And then there's Getter and there's all these other sites. Cause I think Bannon has a piece of Getter because he talks about it all the time, Steve Bannon. But this site is the one that I think is going to make it. Now, if you guys remember, we were building PolitiChatter, and then the CEO decided he was going to pay the management team before he paid the employees, and so I resigned, and of course, they folded. One of the fastest growing companies in the social media space, by the way, when I was running it. And then what was interesting about it, all the partners who were brought in by this CEO, he dies of COVID. And they begged me to come back, and I told them no. And, of course, it went away. But this guy that's working on this, I got to tell you, I'm excited about it. There's also another site I want to tell you about. I'm going to announce it here that I suggest you check out. It's called yournews.com. And what it is it doesn't matter. You could be planning a picnic, or you could be doing your child's ballet or baseball. If you want to put it on the news, put it on the news. You got a press release, put it out there. It's your news. It's you saying, this is news to me. And what's funny is we put Melissa posts pictures of our son Collier's baseball games, and she puts it on Facebook. And then the parents all go and get her pictures, and she's an amazing photographer. And I said, post that stuff on your news. It's news to the little ecosystem of people who believe it to be news. To those 15 kids and their parents and their grandparents and their brothers and sisters and all that, small bit of news. But it is news, and they love the pictures, and they want to know the outcome of games. This is going to be the biggest thing. It's going to disrupt the news business in as much as Twitter is doing it right now, disrupting social media and media in general. This is going to do the same thing. So we're out there. And by the way, these guys do local advertising. If you're a company and you're, by the way, the zip codes are, they got every zip code, every what they call DMA in there. And if you want to go to Joe Schmo's coffee shop or whatever, you can advertise with them cheap, and they will drive people to your business because it's your news. It's local stuff. It's going to take probably 18 months for these guys to really catch fire, but I'm telling you, I know stuff. I know how to look at these things as a management consultant. This guy's got the right formula. He will be big. I'm going to make a prediction. He'll be bigger than Reuters because There's so many citizen journalists out there who are frustrated. They want to be journalists. They want to report the stories and the truth. And you want to get the truth. You will get it from the source or sources. Think about how Twitter operates today. Twitter, if I post something right now, I see a gun battle. I can take that off my phone, upload it directly to Twitter, and I'll have media outlets calling me within 5 minutes of that post. That's how it works. Well, what about when you become your own media outlet? And you say, no, I'm going to post that on my own channel. What is Twitter doing right now? Elon Musk has become his own media outlet, bigger than what Twitter was. He's now creating the news because he's got all the dirt. And he will continue to have it. And if Facebook doesn't come along, they're going to be in trouble. We have a story about them where they essentially admit to censorship. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but it's a lot of stuff going on here that you need to be made aware of. So anyway, your news and then this other site that I'll be talking about soon once we have a little bit more details around it. As I said, John Bolton wants to run for president. He wants to stop Trump. Nikki Haley said she's going to be making her decision soon. See, let me tell you what this is. This is the political establishment saying, let's all act like Trump is no longer the main guy. And we're all going to challenge. Now, it's kind of unprecedented in many ways. And I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if Trump has 20 challengers. And as one of my friends said, he goes, Kevin, I wish Trump would keep his mouth shut. But if he were to win a nomination again, I'd vote for him. I think there are a lot of people that feel that way. Yeah, he may be a big mouth, but he's getting things done. There are a lot of people that go, I won't vote for him. But here's the thing I can tell you. If the Democrats can't cheat, here's what I'll bet you. They still can't beat Trump. They didn't beat him in 2020, and they can't beat him now. Now, you may have somebody that feels better. DeSantis feels better for a lot of people. I like Ron DeSantis. So I get it. It feels good to have a guy like him. And by the way, that dude is a sharp guy. He talked about how Florida has a 2-point-something% advantage of Republicans and Democrats, but he won by 20 points. He says, we defeated California in a bigger way, and they have double the number of Democrats than they do Republicans, and we did better statistically than the Democrats did in their own state, where they have more than double what the Republicans have. Anyway, what they're trying to tell you right now is Trump is not a player. That's what the media is saying. So maybe their seek and destroy mission is working. You tell me. We got a lot to talk about this hour.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I talked about the guy that I call Kiki Boots. I don't know if you guys ever saw the show about that, but there's a black actor, he's a British guy, and he plays Kiki Boots, who's a black trans clothing, whatever, I don't know, one of these non-binary people that don't know whether they're a man or a woman or an it or whatever it may be. But there is more to this story about this particular person who stole, Sam Brenton, who stole a Vera Bradley bag at the airport. Had no bag, checking on the plane, went to baggage claim, apparently saw a bag that somebody was carrying, probably a woman, and this woman put her bag in baggage claim. He saw it, went to baggage claim, stole the bag, and then deny, oh, it was an accident. How is it an accident when you didn't have a bag to begin with? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kiki Boots is what I call this person because, see, the Biden administration prided itself on bringing in this Rachel What's-Her-Face, who is a certified transsexual, that's running some or assistant in some department. And then they brought in Kinky Boots, who's supposed to, Sam Brinson, who's going to be the person handling nuclear waste. Okay? And look, again, I don't care what your issue is. If you're the best person for the job and you happen to be Kinky Boots, I don't really care. But see, when you're put into the job because you are Kinky Boots and they go, oh, he's so qualified. And then we find out, no, you got a lot of fetishes. And by the way, the dude likes to play like he's a dog. I don't even know what they call it. But they put a collar on him and they get down on all fours and they act like dogs. This is the representative of our government. Now, it reminds me of when I was watching, Billionaire. Billions. And AG turns out he likes to go to a dominatrix and get his butt spanked. And when he didn't go to the dominatrix, his wife did it for him. And again, Hollywood trying to mainstream something that's really freaky. I don't know why they go, oh, Kevin, when guys are, you know, really powerful, sometimes they have to get their butt spanked in order to feel like they're back down to earth. I'm a powerful dude in my own right. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't want my butt spanked. I got enough of those when I was a kid from my grandma, and I didn't like any of them. I didn't think of her as a dominatrix, and we were playing some kind of game. I didn't like butt whoopings. 844-551-8255. Here's what the Daily Mail wrote. This is overseas, folks, the UK. And they write, the Biden administration's non-binary nuclear waste guru was a presenter at a fetish conference in L.A. weeks after admitting stealing a woman's suitcase at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Sam Brinson, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuels and Waste Disposition, who even knew that existed, who could be facing 5 years in prison for the bag theft, presented a seminar titled Spanking from Calculus to Chemistry. The seminar was held at the Westin Bonaventure Hotel and Suites in Los Angeles, where Brinson, 34, stayed on Friday and Saturday night. The event was titled L.A. Leather Getaway and sponsored by Claw, a national leather charity. Brinson, who presented at the event under the pseudonym Nuclear Nerd, has been teaching their Physics of Kink class at universities and community events across the country for years, according to the profile on Claw's website. The bio goes on to say, they have been active in the kink world since 2013, host monthly kink parties in their dungeon in Washington, D.C., and estimate that they have spanked over 2,000 cute butts. Hey, I'm not rational. You be the judge on whatever you want to be with this. I'm just letting you know. This is what Biden, and the dude, I think he went to MIT, he knows physics, I mean, he's probably a bright person in his own right, but here's what I say, if you bring your strange to government, and there are people that can argue, well, Kevin, at least he's up front, his kink is there, you can't, you know, you're not going to be able to blackmail a dude who tells you he's into kink and he likes to have a collar on and be treated like a dog, and he's a non-binary. I mean, what else can you say about this guy? I could tell you that he has more than that as a kink. I could tell you that something jacked him up to the point where he doesn't know reality and he could be compromised by, let me go out on a limb, stealing somebody's Vera Bradley luggage at the Minneapolis airport. I know it sounds crazy. So, they said Brinson is listed in Claw's 2019 yearbook under the name Sir Sam Brinson, where, and I love their use of the pronouns, where they taught a class on the Newtonian physics of spanking. They added that that's the pronoun they use for this clown. Can you imagine how confusing this sounds if I'm not pointing this out to you? People are going, what is he talking about? Who is they? Who are the other people? Who are the persons Kevin's talking about? They added, Brinson, physics is a pivotal part of the kink experience. They were pictured at the event in 2021 as well. They're talking about one dude, Sam Brenton, and they're using the subject predicate, they were. It's insane to me. Since 2019, Brenton has been married to their husband, Kevin Reek. The couple began dating in 2015. Well, that's not the end. The Daily Mail said they can conclusively reveal that Brenton maintains a profile on a gay fetish hookup app, Recon. So not only is this dude, and I'm using my finger quotes, married, he's still on a gay fetish hookup site. They say he describes himself as being an MIT grad, but adds that they is more social than most. Proud sir and lover of my long-term submissive husband, Bound And. That's the name, Bound And. Love to keep him tied up and ready to be used as needed. I tell you what, this dude is a great representative. What you want all your children to learn about and all that. Oh, Kevin, why are you being such a prude? I'm not done, folks. He goes on. I am sadistic, but will always respect limits and am happy to push them as you need. Bondage and control are my fortes. You wonder why the Democrats love this guy? Flogging, chastity, fisting, electro. I've done them all and will happily put a guy through them. Oh, wait a minute. Did he just use a binary term? My passion from kink comes through getting a guy to a fun, submissive headspace. The Department of Energy official adds, oh, I tend to give the best spankings you've ever received. Not cocky, just proud of my red something. They blank it out. That's a Biden administration appointee who apparently not only has a fetish of being a kink, but he likes stealing other people's bags.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Remembrances are being held across the country to commemorate the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, Michelle Chauvin is a daughter of a Pearl Harbor survivor who's since passed away. She says it's up to new generations to remember and share the lessons of that day.
Several years ago, when I asked my father what message he would like to relay to the world, it was, take care of our country's veterans and the families of deceased veterans, and of course of soldiers who are serving today.
There are still few details after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation. They also added that there is no threat to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness, folks. I've been talking to you about how the Democrats are looking to rev us up to the next big thing that could kill us all. This COVID ain't gonna do it. They milk COVID for all it's worth. They keep threatening, we're gonna do something. And then we got China in lockdown. China's lockdown, zero tolerance policy. Have you seen the news coming out of China? These camps where they're putting people to make sure that they don't spread. I mean, you got anything at all? Do you think this is all related to COVID, or do you think this may be a submissives camp where they re-educate? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. People are questioning, why hasn't anybody from the Biden administration spoken out about this draconian take on how you handle COVID, especially considering that nobody's dying from it? I mean, very few people are dying from it comparatively. One thing I was going to tell you guys, go by your local CVS or Walgreens. You know what you'll see? It's time to get those flu shots. But you want to know what you won't see? It's time to get those Wu flu shots. Flu shots? Yeah. Wu flu shots? Nothing. I've driven by 3 of them. They're advertising. Hey, it's time to get those flu shots. At the grocery store, you can even get them. If we have Fry's here. You go to Fry's. Hey, if you want to get your flu shot, come on in. Nothing for COVID. What are we talking about? Different, what's the things they use? A variants? Isn't that what Fauci would talk? By the way, Fauci's now gone. So who's going to be the mouthpiece for COVID? Who's going to be the guy that comes out and speaking of Fauci, don't you want to know what this guy, what's going on with him with Twitter? Whoo! Lots going on there. Monkeypox, folks, is what I want to talk about. The Department of Health and Human Services said just recently that it does not expect to renew the public health emergency declaration for monkeypox. Now, I talked about monkeypox the other day because they want to not call it monkeypox. Now it's just mpox. The M word. We got the N word, now we got the M word. What's going to be the P word? I know one. Anyway, they said they're not going to renew this emergency declaration for monkeypox when it ends early next year, citing, you ready for this? The low number of cases that are now being reported. Well, I wonder what they would have done had they reported the real number of cases of COVID. where we have gone down that slippery slope of getting people to lock down and forcing people to wear masks and get vaccinated and essentially making a generation of kids more stupid. The education system was broken enough, and they went, oh, no, we could break it more. Hold my beer. That's what a Democrat said. They go on, given the low number of cases today, HHS does not expect that it needs to renew the emergency declaration when it ends on January 31, 2023. So what's that do? We don't have to do a bunch of monkeypox vaccines or whatever that we let the pharmaceutical companies make billions and billions of dollars of? Because that's essentially where we remain with COVID. Oh, Kevin, they're refining it. What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about, man. Why are you spreading misinformation, Hunter Biden's laptop? Well, it's because whether they refine COVID, not whatever, the vaccines or not, what I'm telling you is you're better off not doing anything. You're better off just getting it and letting your body get an immunity for it. If you've taken a shot or a booster, you're better off just stopping because the placebo tests better. You're better off. And if you did something for monkeypox, if you happen to be, well, let's just say a bit effeminate, and you decided you want to do something for monkeypox, I'm going to tell you, I think the government might be messing with you. They go on, he says, they're not going to renew it, but he says, we won't take our foot off the gas. We will continue to monitor the case trends closely and encourage all at-risk individuals to get a free vaccine, said Xavier Becerra, who's the HHS secretary. Well, they're going to continue to encourage those at-risk. You know who the at-risk are when it comes to monkeypox. Yeah, well, I think I hinted at it earlier. HHS said the decision was based on current data and added it would not be afraid to change course if the conditions change in the future. See, there's always that warning. But we can bring it back. Don't you dare think you're getting away with something, gay men. They said, like with the COVID-19 public health emergency, HHS said it would issue a 60-day notice on whether or not it expected to renew the emergency declaration for monkeypox as a courtesy to stakeholders and healthcare providers. Well, thank you. We so appreciate it. The declaration was renewed once in November when Becerra cited the continued consequences of an outbreak of monkeypox cases across multiple states. Let me tell you, we looked into the numbers. The numbers of monkeypox cases were so dismal that for them to continue, it was a joke. You know what they were doing, people? Some of you are ahead of me. They were still testing the waters. They said there were some indications that month, however, that the Biden administration was pulling back on the national monkeypox response. Yeah, because they had less than 50 cases. You ready for this? The White House had requested $4.5 billion 2 months prior to bolster the monkeypox response when hundreds of cases were still being reported daily. Okay, so they say there's hundreds of cases reported daily, huh? And they spent $4.5 billion. Well, they wanted to. But then in November, they lowered their request for monkeypox funding to $400 million because some watch group said, why are you spending all this money on these cases when we're finding out they're not really monkeypox cases or there aren't as many as you say? They said, according to the most recent federal data, you ready for this? I want you to put the math to this. The 7-day moving average for monkeypox cases is 7. A steep drop from when the average peaked at about 460 cases in early August. So, folks, we were going to spend $4.5 billion because we had 460 cases of monkeypox in August, and now the 7-day moving average is 7. Now, let me ask you, do you think that the Biden administration jumped all over monkeypox and their response was so quick and swift that they wiped it out? Or do you think maybe it was overstated to begin with. The 2022 monkeypox outbreak has been defined by its movement through the social networks of men. You ready for this? Who have sex with men. The early months of the outbreak saw many members of this community, why don't you just tell us what they are, the gay community, waiting inordinate amounts of time for vaccines and tests and treatments, prompting criticisms from community members, advocates, and lawmakers. So the 460 people in August who decided they were going to have a sex with a monkey said, where's our cure? Where's our money? We want people to look at this. This is like the AIDS outbreak of the 1980s. They go on, they say this. With no treatment specifically made for monkeypox, health officials in the U.S. and abroad deployed vaccines and treatments commonly used for smallpox, which falls within the same family of viruses that monkeypox belongs to. Keep in mind, folks, monkeypox isn't deadly. Monkeypox give you these lesions. They're like spotty lesions on you. And they're probably quite unattractive. And so the gay community didn't want that, but it wasn't killing anybody. Now, I want to give you some more numbers because I think you have to be aware of the numbers. Over 1 million doses of the two-dose lineal smallpox vaccines have been administered in the U.S., and nearly 6,300 patients have been prescribed the antiviral treatment TPOXX, an antiviral also meant for use in treating smallpox. So 1 million two-dose regimen to treat 6,300 patients, which at its peak, 400 and change, let's just say 500 because I know it's less than that. 500 people at its peak per month is what we were seeing in monkeypox. So but we were going to spend $4.5 billion, ended up allocating $400 million using a treatment that is already in existence from a disease that's smallpox where it's loosely related. So that's how we decide to spend our money. They say it continues to be a priority. But we don't expect this new policy to impact their ability to get vaccinations and so on. Folks, yet another leftist ruse that we pick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How long do you think Democrats can get away with it? And by get away with it, I mean their policies. How long do you think America can withstand the killing of babies, the crime rate, the historic meteoric rise in inflation, the unbelievable price of fuel? And I could go on. All the policies that Democrats claim are going to help people, how long can they get away with it before people just say, enough is enough? I mean, you can cheat, you can do what you want at the polls, you can do all that stuff. But at some point, the people are going to go, we're revolting. It's like Brazil, where they're now saying, we know you cheated in the elections. At some point, you know things are so bad, you can't be winning. Welcome back. Welcome, I should say. Glad you guys are with me. Chinese cyber criminals stole $20 million in COVID relief funds. Now, the minute I saw that headline, I asked myself, I wonder how much the big guy got, and where was Hunter in this? Because you know Hunter was probably hanging out with some Chinese prostitutes or whatever that led up to this theft. He probably had the password on one of his laptops. Yep, more money wasted on COVID nonsense. So the Chinese create a disease that decimates our economy. We spend trillions of dollars fighting. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this. The United States, in a humanitarian effort, sent 6 million Pfizer dosages, vaccines, whatever, over to Bangladesh. They want to put that in the win column. Hey, Bangladesh, let me just warn you, don't take the shot. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats are dangerous. You ready for some more danger? Nearly 40 people were robbed by armed groups in Chicago last weekend near the west and the north sides. The north side is a little strange because that's where the richer people are. West, too. So what they're telling you is that the criminals are getting away from the south side, you know, where Leroy Brown is, and the east side, where a lot of black folks live, and they're going west and north. The spree of robberies, they say, likely involves two separate crews that have acted violently in some cases, but they haven't made any arrests. What? They haven't found them? The Chicago Police Department has issued warnings to the community about the increasing number of armed robberies, saying they often occur in early hours in the morning and involve multiple offenders who approach victims displaying handguns while demanding their property. And I wonder if this coincides with the new AG's, essentially, that says his laws or changes to the laws that say, hey, listen, it's okay if you rob, if you commit second-degree murder, if you rape somebody, if you rob them, don't worry, you'll get out on your own recognizance. They call it ROR, release on your own recognizance. So in other words, criminals don't spend any time in jail. They said on Friday of last week, approximately 14 people were robbed in the Lower West Side, and they tell where. They say the outlet also noted that 12 robberies occurred between Saturday night and Sunday morning in West Town, Lincoln Square, and North Center. I know what these are because I used to stay over there when I would go to do business in Chicago when I covered that area for both Hitachi and Computer Sciences Corporation. He said, one of the incidents involved a 28-year-old woman as she was walking home with her 9-year-old daughter. So these criminals don't care about women. They don't care about the little cherubs. They just want what they want. And I wonder if they have a full understanding of what I just said. There's no harm, no foul. Doesn't matter who you rob. Doesn't even matter if you rob the widows and orphans. Because the establishment, Democrats, are not going to do anything. And by the way, Lori Lightfoot says she deserves another shot to be the mayor of Chicago. What are you talking about? I deserve it. They said five other victims were targeted Sunday evening in the West Loop and West Town neighborhoods. Police noted that in three incidents, the offenders assaulted the victims in the head with a firearm. One occurrence involved a knife being displayed, and another involved a carjacking. By the way, if you want to look at the stats, please do. Go look at the stats on criminal activity. I already know you know what to look for, and I know you're not even going to look because you know that it's up. But the question I ask you is, how far up does it have to go before there's a public outcry? I'm talking to you folks today about cyber criminals, the Chinese hacking COVID funds. By the way, $20 million they got. That's a rounding error in the government. Nobody's even going to care. It's like, what is it? FTX? Hey, it's fictitious money, right? It's not. So, I mean, a bunch of people lost billions of dollars. It's cyber money. No, somebody made real money and put it into that phony money. And that Democrat who donated $40 million, or that guy that donated $40 million to the Democrats, he's running around doing interviews. These Chinese hackers, you think they're ever going to be brought to justice? By the way, as I mentioned, these people committing these robberies, you think anything's going to happen to them? Criminals all over the place. Do Democrats care? Short answer, no. Why should they? They don't need to care. Democrats are like, whatever. I mean, I want you to understand the world that we live in. We've got people that are hacking our COVID relief funds. I don't know. What else could they have hacked? This is what we know. Do we think the news is giving us all of it? Criminals are walking around on the street. I'm talking about SBF of FTX, the guy who stole billions, who is supposed to be the wunderkind of the digital currency. So he's walking around free. We got Chinese cyber criminals walking around free. We got probably Russians and Jamaicans. I haven't gotten any Jamaican emails in quite a while, but we have that going on. And now we've got two gangs operating in Chicago. By the way, you think they're this is the only place they're operating? Do you think there are gangs operating in other states and other big cities that understand the same thing, that there's no justice? These people that got robbed, the lady, the 28-year-old walking with her 9-year-old daughter, you think there's going to be justice for her? You know what she's thinking right now? I'm glad I just got robbed. I'm glad that's all they did to me. I know, CPD is going to get right on it. Chicago police is going to get right on that. We'll find them. Not. But we're talking about robberies in Chicago over the weekend. How many people were shot? How many people were killed? In the 71st most dangerous city in America. The 71st. Not the first, not the second, not even in the top 10. The 71st most dangerous city in America. That's what happened. Street vendors, they say, have also been the target of at least two robberies. Authorities describe the offenders as, you ready for this? Profiling 2 to 4 black males who are either in their late teens or early 20s. Wow. That, boy, who would suspect that? Too funny. Another police report says a group of offenders involves, get this, this will be a shocker, 3 to 6 black males between the ages of 15 to 25. It reminds me of the time when I literally had this conversation where somebody was like, well, Kevin, when I see a group of black men, I really don't want to cross the street. I mean, I don't want them to feel like, you know, I'm profiling them. And I go, well, then, hello, victim. What do you want me to say to you? Oh, you want some sense? Oh, well, listen, I really appreciate you feeling better about black people. You make me feel so good. Are you kidding? Black people walk across the street when we see 3 to 6 black men ages 15 to 25. Are you kidding? You better be walking across the street, and you better act like you got gat. That means you have a weapon, white people. Don't get tricked by this at all. Don't be stupid. Major crime in the Windy City has surged 41% since this time last year. Did you just hear what I said? 41% over the last year. Go look at the previous year to that. It's doing nothing but surging. I'm going to interject here that, folks, there's nothing new under the sun here. I'm just telling you, while you're sleeping, while you're off thinking and reading the Twitter feed from Taibbi, and while we're thinking about all what the Democrats did and these stolen elections and all these people that are, you know, muscling their way in, things aren't getting any better. They said robbery cases are up 15%. Theft in motor vehicles have skyrocketed considerably by 59% and 97% respectively. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.